You hear about time Mr. Faulty put bet on horse? I help him win, but was big secret from Mrs. Faulty. He very, very happy. It's only one problem. He come from angry lady who stay at hotel. Oh, she make muchos troubles.
Yes? No, Papa Trot will be fine. Goodbye. Oh, Polly, Brenda can't start till Monday, so would you mind doing the rooms until then?
Oh, no, I can deal with the money.
Oh, good. There you are. Thank you, Mr. Hardley. Oh, hello. Can I help you?
Yes.
Garrett, would you give me change for this piece?
In one moment. I'm just dealing with this gentleman. Yes, Mr. Thurston.
What?
Thank you. I was wondering if you
I need change for this.
In a moment. I'm dealing with this gentleman.
But I have a taxi driver waiting. Surely this gentleman wouldn't mind if you just gave me change.
Do you?
No, go ahead.
There you are.
Can you tell me how to get to Glendower Street?
I booked a room and bath with a sea view for 3 nights.
Glendower Street?
Yes.
You haven't finished with me.
Mrs.
Richards. Mrs. Alice Richards.
Mrs. Richards, Mr. Thurston. Mr. Thurston, Mrs. Richards. Mr. Thurston is the gentleman I'm attending to at the moment.
What?
Mr. Thurston is the gentleman I'm attending...
Don't shout, I'm not deaf.
Mr. Thurston was here before you, Mrs. Richards.
But you were serving me.
I gave you change, but I haven't finished dealing with him. Now, Glendower Street is just...
Is there anyone else in attendance here? Really, this is the most appalling service
what
I've ever...
What a good idea. Manuel, could you lend Mrs. Richards your assistance in connection with her reservation?
Now, I've reserved a very quiet room with a bath and a sea view. I specifically asked for a sea view in my written confirmation, so please make sure I have it.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Three.
Three.
Casey? Casey, what are you trying to say?
No. Okay, what?
Okay, what?
See, okay, what?
CK what?
Yes.
Who is CK what?
Okay.
Is he the manager? What?
Oh, manager.
He is.
Ah, Mr. Faulty.
What?
Faulty.
What are you talking about, you silly little man? What is going on here? I ask him for my room, and he tells me the manager's a Mr. Watt, aged 40.
No, 40.
40? What's wrong with him?
It's all right, Mrs. Richards. He's from Barcelona.
The manager's from Barcelona?
No. He's from Swanage.
And you're in 22.
What?
You're in room 22. Manuel, take these cases up to 22, will you?
Very nice stay, Mr. Faulty.
Ah, glad you enjoyed it. Polly, would you get Mr. Perkins' bill, please? Well, when will we be seeing you again?
Oh, not for a few weeks.
Ah.
You're not by any chance a betting man, Mr. Faulty?
Well, I used to be.
Only there's a very nice little filly running at Exeter this afternoon. Dragonfly.
Ah.
Dragonfly? Yeah. It's well worth a flatter. I'll pay the tax on it before...
Well, delighted you enjoyed your stay. Yes.
Very nice.
I hope to see you again before long.
Oh, here you are.
Thank you. Bye, Mrs. Faulty.
Goodbye, Mr. Perkins.
Satisfied customer. We should have his stuff.
Oh, Mr. Faulty. 3 o'clock Exeter. Dragonfly. What?
Yes, good luck. Jolly, jolly good luck with it. Morning, Major.
Good morning, Faulty.
What was that about the 3 o'clock at Exeter, Basil?
Oh, some horse he's going to bet on, I expect. You're looking very spruce this morning, Major.
St. George's Day, old boy.
Really?
Got a horse, have you? What's his name?
Did you fetch it, Bill?
Dragonfly, Major.
Oh, going to have a flutter, Foley?
No.
No, Basil doesn't bet any more, Major, do you, dear?
No, I don't, dear, no. No, that particular avenue of pleasure has been closed off.
Don't want it opened up again, do we, Basil?
No, you don't, dear. No. The great warning off of May the 8th. Yes. Good old St. George, eh, Major?
Hmm?
Well, he killed a hideous, fire-breathing old dragon, didn't he?
Ran up through with a lance, I believe.
Mr. Faulty, yes. Is Mrs. Room no like she wants to speak to you? Is problem.
Ever see my wife making toast, Polly?
Why did he kill it anyway, Faulty?
I don't know, Major. Better than marrying it.
Marrying it? But he didn't have to kill it, though, did he? I mean, he could have just not turned up at the church.
Good morning, madam. Can I help you?
Are you the manager?
I am the owner, madam.
What?
I am the owner.
I want to speak to the manager.
I am the manager, too.
What?
I am the manager as well.
Manager, he manager.
You're what?
I'm the manager.
What?
I'm the manager.
Yes, I know. You've just told me. What's the matter with you? Now, listen to me. I booked a room with a bath. When I book a room with a bath, I expect to get a bath.
You've got a bath.
I'm not paying £7.20 per night plus VAT for a room without a bath.
Where is your bath?
You call that a bath? It's not big enough to drown a mouse. It's disgraceful.
I wish you were a mouse, I'm sure.
And another thing. I asked for a room with a view.
Deaf, mad, and blind. This is the view as far as I can remember, madam. Yes, yes, this is it.
When I pay for a view, I expect something more interesting than that.
But that is Torquay, madam.
But it's not good enough.
Well, may I ask what you were expecting to see out of a Torquay hotel bedroom window? Sydney Opera House, perhaps? The hanging gardens of Babylon? Herds of wildebeest sweeping majestically?
I expect to be able to see the sea.
You can see the sea. It's over there between the land and the sky.
I need a telescope to see that.
Well, may I suggest that you consider moving to a hotel closer to the sea? Or preferably in it.
Now, listen to me. I'm not satisfied, but I've decided to stay here. However, I shall expect a reduction.
Why, because Krakatoa's not erupting at the moment? Or
because the room is cold, the bath is too small, the view is invisible, and the radio doesn't work.
No, the radio works.
You go.
What?
Well, if I can fix it, you scabby old bastard. I think we got something then.
What?
I think we got something then. Do you by any chance have a hearing aid?
A what?
A hearing aid!
Yes, I do have a hearing aid.
Would you like me to get it mended?
Mended? It's working perfectly all right.
No, it isn't.
I haven't got it turned on at the moment.
Why not?
The battery runs down. Now, what sort of a reduction are you going to give me on this room?
60% if you turn it on.
What?
My wife handles all such matters. I'm sure she will be delighted to discuss it with you.
I shall speak to her after lunch.
You heard that all right, didn't you?
What?
Thank you so much. A lunch will be served at 12:30.
Hello, come on. See, I'm
going
to the betting shop today.
What?
Oh, don't you start. You go betting shop today.
Oh, see, betting shop, see,
now, I want you to put this on this little horse, Dragonfly. But big secret, Sybil, no.
No, no, it's lovely. It's just a bit buttery with my skin. I think I need something more topazy for my colouring, you know. More tonal. Have you got Cosmopolitan there? Well, page 42, you see Burt Reynolds? Well, there's a girl standing behind him looking at James Caan. That sort of colour. Lovely. All right, I'll be in at 11.
Polly, I've got to check the laundry. Could you keep an eye on reception for me?
Sure.
Hey, Polly, where is Mr. Fawlty?
I don't know. What's the matter?
I have money for him. He went on horse, but big secret. Shh, Mrs. Fawlty.
Well, give it to me. I'll give it to you.
See.
Good afternoon, Miss Gatsby. Good afternoon, Miss Pig.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
First, they give me a room without a bath.
Then there's no lavatory paper.
Would you like some of ours? We need an extra supply.
Yes. Would you like some of ours?
Hello? Yeah. There's no paper in my room. Why don't you check these things? That's what you're being paid for, isn't it?
Well, we don't put it in the rooms.
What?
We keep it in the lounge.
In the lounge?
I'll get you some. Do you want plain ones or ones with our address on it?
Address on it?
How many sheets? Well, how many are you going to use?
Manager!
Well, just enough for one party.
Manager!
Yes? Testing.
Well, I've never met such insolence in my life. I come down here to get some laboratory paper, and she starts asking me the most insulting, personal things I've ever heard in my life.
I thought she wanted writing paper.
I'm talking to you, what?
What?
Are you deaf? I said I'm talking to you. I've never met such insolence in my life. She said people use it in the lab.
Yes, yes, she's she thought...
She started asking me...
No. Oh, please, listen. No, please. About, I can explain. About. No, you see, she thought you wanted to write.
Wanted a fight? I'll give her a fight, all right.
No. Wanted to write.
What?
Wanted to write on the paper.
Why should I want to write on it?
I'll have some sent up to your room immediately.
Manuel? That doesn't work either. What do you say?
Turn it on.
What?
Turn it...
She no hear him. So Mr. Foti write on paper in letters.
I can't read that. I need my glasses. Where are they?
They're on your head, Mrs. Richards.
I've lost them. Look, they're the only pair I've got. I can't read a thing without
them. Excuse me.
Now, I had them this morning when I was buying the barn.
Mrs. Richards!
I had them at tea
time. Mrs. Richards, your glasses are there.
There? Well, who put them in there?
No, on your head!
What?
On your... On!
I'm sorry about that. Manuel asked me to give this to you.
What? Oh, thank you for that. Pull it. Not a word to the dragon, eh?
Oh, Manuel. You have some blue paper, muchos, for 22.
Are you blind? They were on my head all the time, didn't you see?
Yes.
Didn't God give you eyes?
Yes, but I don't use them because it wears the batteries out.
Get my paper up immediately.
Do you like Caballero Rusticana, Terry?
Oh, never had it, Mr. Foley. You're in a good mood, Mr. Foley.
Had a little bit of luck on the GGs, Terry. Not a word of the trouble and strife.
But just then, Mrs. Foley come into kitchen.
You seem very jolly, Basil.
Hmm?
You seem very jolly.
Jolly?
Yes, jolly. Sort of happy.
Oh, happy. Yes, I remember that. No, not that I know this word, no. I'll report it if it happens, though.
Well, you look happy to me, Basil.
No, I'm not, dear.
All that dancing about, singing and rubbing your hands.
Oh, just my way of getting through the day, dear. The Samaritans were engaged.
I thought maybe you were in love.
Only with you, light of my life.
Or had a bit of luck or something. Did Mr. Hawkins still give him the tonics, Terry?
Yes, he did, Mrs. Foley.
Oh, your horse is wheeling.
Manuel, you know nothing.
You always say, Mr. Foley, but I learn.
What?
I learn.
No.
I get better.
No, you don't understand.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do understand that.
You know nothing about the horse.
I know nothing about the horse.
Yes.
Which horse? Which horse I know nothing?
My horse, Nitwit.
Your horse, Nitwit.
No. Dragonfly.
It won.
Yes, I know.
I know it won, too.
What?
I put money on for you. You give me money, I go to betting shop.
I know.
Why you say I know nothing?
Look. You know the horse?
Nitwit or Dragonfly.
Dragonfly, that isn't a horse called Nit. You're the Nitwit.
What is with me?
It doesn't matter. Oh, I could spend the rest of my life having this conversation. Please try to understand before one of us dies. I try. You're going to forget everything you know about Nitwit.
No. Dragonfly.
Dragonfly, yes.
See. Eventually.
What?
Eventually. At the end.
No. Forget it now.
Now?
Well, pretend you forget.
Pretend?
But don't say anything to anyone about the horse.
I tell Polly.
But, oh, that's all right. But don't tell anyone else. Believe me. You know nothing.
Sir, don't do it again.
Yes, sir?
Mrs. Richards.
The fatal accident?
She's had some money stolen.
Basil, you've got to help me handle this. She's in a frightful state. I can't get a word in edgeways. She's had £85 taken from her room. I've said we'll search everywhere, but she insists that we send for the police. What do you do with someone like that? She just keeps on.
Mrs. Richards, how very nice to see you. Are you enjoying your stay?
There's no need to shout. I have my hearing aid on.
Oh.
Mrs. Richards, I've explained to her.
I've just been up to my room. £85 has been taken from my bag, which I had hidden under the mattress.
Oh, yes.
It's a disgrace. I haven't been here a day. What sort of staff do you employ here?
Mrs. Richards.
If you knew anything at all about running a hotel, this sort of thing wouldn't happen. Well, what have you got to say for yourself?
And Mr. Fawlty played a trick on her. He pretended to say something, but really, he made no sound.
Wait. I haven't got it turned up enough.
Basil.
I say, I should go.
My head.
Has it come away?
Did you bang your head?
Yes.
Oh, dear, let me have a look.
You better go and lie down before something else happens.
Why don't you call the police?
We will the moment we've searched the room.
My money's been taken.
Yes, I know. Try not to speak.
Is this a piece of your brain?
£85, take my arm. I don't need your arm, thank you.
Down the stairs? Oh, well, don't stop when you get to the basement. Keep straight on. Give my regards to the Earth's core.
Are you sure you can manage?
And if you give us any more trouble, I shall visit you in the small hours and put a bat up your nightdress. Oh, that was fun, wasn't it, dear? The odd moment like that. It's almost worth staying alive for, isn't it? It's nice to share a moment like that, isn't it, dear? It's what marriage is all about. I know. I read it on the back of a matchbox. Basil, seriously, Sybil, do you remember when we were first manacled together? We used to laugh quite a lot.
Yes, but not at the same time, Basil.
Oh, that's true. That was a warning. I should have spotted that, shouldn't I? Zoom! What was that? That was your life, mate. Oh, that was quick. Do I get another? Sorry, mate. That's good luck.
Basil.
Back to the world of dreams. Yes, sir.
What are we going to do?
Give it another 15 years?
About the money. Do you think...
Oh,
should...
she's left it in her room or dropped it or eaten it or something. We'll get Manuel to go through the room. Polly can check the lounge.
Wait a moment. I saw Polly with some money just now.
Well, there you are.
It was quite a bit, too. She was counting it in here.
Well, it's probably hers.
No, she's been very short lately, Basil. I'll ask
well,
her.
Well, you can't just ask her like that, Sybil.
Why not?
Well, it'd be terribly rude asking someone if money is theirs. And it would be so embarrassing.
Rubbish, Basil.
Hello, 40 Towers. Polly Sherman? Yes, certainly. I'll get her straight away. Hang on.
Terry, where's Polly?
Yeah.
Polly, she saw you with the money.
What?
Sybil, she saw you counting the horse money. She's just come into the...
Oh, hello, dear. Here she is. Phone ring here. As I was just saying, Polly, my wife would like to have a word with you about a slightly delicate matter.
It's not delicate, Basil. Don't be silly. He thinks it's embarrassing for me to ask you about that money I saw you with earlier on in the office. I wondered if someone had handed it in. Mrs. Richards has lost some.
The money? In the office?
You were counting it, weren't you? Did someone hand it in?
Oh, no. No, it's mine.
Yours?
I won it.
You won it?
On the horse Mr. Porter got a tip on. I hope you don't mind. I...
No, not at all.
I didn't know you bet on the horses, Polly.
Oh, I don't. Only I was in the town and I passed the betting shop and I thought, well, why not?
Well, why not indeed, eh? Jolly good question, eh, dear? Well, pity you didn't let me put something on, really. Realize how much we would have won? £75 for a £5 stake? Still, you know best.
Those were the odds, were they, Basil?
Yes, that's right, dear. 14-1. I listened in on the wireless just to make sure it had triumphed. Enjoy your winnings, Polly.
Thank you.
Polly?
Yes, Miss Ford.
What was the name of the horse?
The name? Oh. I've gone blank.
And Mr. Fawlty, he tried to help out. He stands behind Mrs. Fawlty and makes signs to Polly.
Bird brain. No, that came in third. Fish wife.
What?
No, not the small. Why? Flying tart. It got off to a flying start.
And its name
was Dragonfly.
If I find out the money on that horse was yours, you know what I'll do, Basil.
Gonna have to sew him back on first.
Come on, boy.
Oh, Mr. Meekin, can I offer you a...
Oh, very decent of you. Just a quick one. Going to a memorial service.
Ah. Tie's a bit bright, isn't it, Major?
What?
For a memorial service?
Oh, I didn't like the chap. None of those. Know what I mean?
Ah.
Cheers.
Major, could you do me a favour?
Well, I'm a bit short myself, over.
No. Could you look after some money for me? I want it on that horse, and the Sybil's a bit suspicious. You see, she goes through my pocket some nights.
Oh, absolutely. Which horse?
Dragonfly.
When's it run?
No, it ran today. I won that on it.
Oh, well done, old boy.
No. Could you keep it?
Oh, no, I couldn't do that. No, very easy.
No, could you keep it just tonight? It's Sybil, you see. Secret.
Ah, present.
Sort of, yes. Don't mention it.
Mum's the word.
I'll get it from you in the morning and thank you.
Understood, old boy. Cheers.
Good morning, Mr. Fawlty.
Good morning, ladies.
Hello, Fawlty Towers.
What?
I didn't say anything.
Have you called the police yet?
Excuse me, I'm trying to take a telephone call.
Have you called them yet?
Yes, we have.
When are they going to be here, then?
As soon as possible. They're very busy today.
Busy?
What? There was a lot of bloodshed at the Nell Gwynn tea rooms last night. Ah, certainly, yes. Mrs. Richards? Mrs. Richards! Telephone for you.
Hello? There's nobody there.
Hello? Yes, I know she is. Yes, it's your sister. Look, you tell me and I'll tell her.
Even the phones don't work.
Your sister says you've had an offer of £87,000 for your house in Brighton.
87? Give it to me. Don't be a fool, Stephanie. 92,750, I said, and I'm not taking a penny less. You tell him that. Why don't people listen?
Oh, Major. Can I have it now?
What a word.
The money? The money I gave you last night?
What is all this about?
Well, you remember, I gave you some money, just before you went to that remembrance service.
Remembrance service?
Yes.
I don't remember that, all right.
Well, it was for a chap you didn't like. He was one of those.
One of those what?
Well,
Pansy?
Yes.
Which one?
No, you were in your best suit.
Was I?
Oh, yes, of course. Yes.
I went to the theatre, of course.
Yes,
with Willie Atwell.
Yes,
Miss Atwell. Well, Marjorie, I always call her Winnie because she looks like Winnie.
She's not black.
Black? Churchill wasn't black.
Look, I gave you £75. You put it in there.
What do you mean by telling me you called the police? You've done no such thing. Your wife's just told me you're still searching the room.
Well, I thought she'd call them.
You lying hound.
Mrs. Richards.
Go and call them now, immediately.
Yes, but look.
Mrs. Richards, we will, the moment we search.
Right. I shall call myself then.
Well, couldn't we just wait until
we've never seen such a place?
All right, Mrs. Richards. Would you like to use the office phone?
What?
In here. Thank you. Get the key and check her room.
Right.
I found it, Fawlty.
What?
It was in my pocket.
It's in my new suit.
It's in here, Lucy.
Yes. It's up right down.
Miss Carey, I don't know how it got there.
No,
can see, because I make
what
a point.
Yes,
I make a point of keeping my money in my hip pocket.
Please.
What a word.
Can I have it?
Oh, yes, the money.
Yes, good.
Good God, it's gone.
No, in there.
That's all right.
Here it is.
What's that?
I found it, Mrs. Fawlty, the money.
Oh, that's marvellous, Mrs. Richards.
What?
We found your money. The Major's found your money.
What?
Oh, thank you so much, Major. There you are. I tell you it would turn out.
What is it, Basil?
Bit of luck, eh, Fawlty?
It's £10 short.
Oh, dear.
It's not £10 short? Oh, my God. Don't worry. We'll have a whip round.
Mr. Fawlty, pick up charity box from desk and try to shake money out.
What the heck do you think you're doing? I'll look at the missing £10 immediately, Mrs. Richards. Where exactly did you find it, Major?
In my pocket.
In your pocket?
Yeah, not this suit, in my new suit.
Would you mind if I popped up and had a look?
No, not at all.
I'll see if I can find it. Won't be a moment.
Is that in
did you say it was in your pocket?
Yes, Mrs. Richards. Yes. Can I...
What was it doing in your pocket?
Can I explain?
You're not explaining anything. You're completely loopy. Mad as a mouse hare.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am completely loopy. That's why I gave him the money to look after.
What?
You see, there's been a mistake.
That money there is in fact mine.
Yours?
Yes, as the major will confirm. You see, I was saving it up for a present for my wife, right? And that's why I couldn't say anything just now. But I gave it to the major last night.
What rubbish? Well, this is my money.
No, the major will verify what I've said.
Hmm?
Could you verify that,
major? What on what?
The money I gave you last night. You know, for my wife's present. You remember I gave it to you just before you went to the theatre.
The theatre?
Well, you remember? Hmm?
What? That money I won on the horse.
A horse? Yes, what? Whispering. What are you saying?
He says he won it on a horse.
Won it on a horse?
Doesn't matter. Do you remember me giving it to you? Oh, think. Please think.
What was the question again?
Oh, the money. Do you remember?
You remember I had some money yesterday.
The money I won on the horse.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Tell Mrs. Richards. Tell her I had the money yesterday.
I know nothing.
What?
I know nothing.
No.
Nothing.
No, forget that.
No, I forget everything. I know nothing.
No, you can tell her. You can tell her.
I cannot.
You just tell her. Oh, tell her, please.
No, I know nothing. I am from Barcelona.
I'm not listening to any more of this rubbish. I'm going to finish my breakfast. And when I come back, I want the rest of my money.
Give it to her, Basil.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find it. Give her 10 from the till.
Right!
Mr. Forty, he banged his head hard on till, so drawer open for money. Then he take his shirt off.
I'm going to give her the shirt off my back, too. You see, I know nothing. I'm going to sell you to a vivisectionist. Now.
He's left alone in lobby and have good cry. And no see the man who come in with big vase.
Good afternoon, Mr. Balti.
Good afternoon.
You got a Mrs. Richards staying here?
Yes.
Oh. Ah, well, only she bought this yesterday, asked us to deliver it. The thing is, she left some money behind.
And the man take lady's glove out of pocket.
Keeps it in this. 95 quid. Look. The cleaner found it this morning. Almost threw it in the bin. Lucky, eh? She around?
Well, I'll give it to her.
Oh. Thanks, Mr. Pawley. Goodbye.
We found her money.
Where?
It doesn't matter. £10 up on the deal.
£10?
Yes, it's 95. Even if I give her 10, I'm still 10 up. Only for the first time in my life, I'm winning.
Hello, Mrs. Richards. How lovely to see you. Your beautiful vase that you bought yesterday has just arrived.
Now, remind me, the money that you have there, is it yours or mine?
I told you, it's mine.
You're absolutely sure?
Yes, I am.
But you're still £10 short?
Yes.
Give Mrs. Richards this, would you?
And he hand over £10 from bundle. Mrs. Richards, very suspicious lady.
What's that?
She's mine.
What's that, Basil? It's mine.
What?
It's the money I won on the horse.
That's right, Polly asked me to put it in the safe for her. So that's all sorted out. This is your money, Polly. This is your beautiful vase, Mrs. Richards.
Holmesy, you did give me that money. You won it on that horse.
That cost £75.
Thank you.